Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, this is Jaesu. I'm here with Nicol and Necro from the Niagara Roller Derby. How's it going, guys?
It's going good. How are you?
Not too bad.
Pretty good. Having some fun playing with the Daleks. It's a good day.
Cool. How's your con experience been today?
It's been super fantastic. It's a lot busier than what I was expecting, so that is a really nice positive thing to see. And it's actually Necro's first con ever, so...
Nice.
I've kind of lost my mind. It's a little bit overwhelming. There's so many... I have so many overlapping fandoms. My brain's exploding a little bit. I'm really excited to take a picture with the Daryl Dixon cutout over there.
Oh, we haven't done that yet.
So. We'll do that later.
It's a must.
It's a must. It's a highlight of the convention.
It's on the con checklist. Did you get your picture taken with Daryl Dixon? No, go do it before you leave.
Nice.
It's not even Norman Reedus, though. It's just a...
Just cardboard.
It doesn't matter. It's... Your heart makes it what it is.
And a nice layout in here today, this year, too.
It is. It seems like the crowds are, like, not getting congested in areas this year. They're funneling properly. There's stuff to look at everywhere. You're not hitting dead spots and stuff like that. So, it's... They did a really, really bang-up job this year, actually, with the con. I give them some credit.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. And so you guys are here promoting the Roller Derby?
Yes, the Niagara Roller Girls.
Now, how many years has that been in existence?
It is on its... Oh, goodness. It's fourth year now. Yeah.
Okay. And how long have you guys been in the league?
I've been in the league for now going on 3.5 years. And Necro, how long have you been with Niagara?
I started in November 2013.
So 2 years.
So almost 2 years.
Yeah.
Cool, and I'm guessing there's different teams in the Derby?
Yes, there is. Actually, this year we just restructured and reformatted everything, so we have three brand new home teams, which are the Doomsday Darlings, which is my team, and then you're on the...
Rink Rash Rebels.
And then we have the Sisters of Anarchy as well, and we also have newly founded our Travel Team, which is a team that goes and plays against other leagues, and that is the
Green Belt Riot,
yeah.
Okay, that's cool. And who's in the lead team right now?
I don't know.
We've only had one game.
So, oh, okay.
Yeah, the Sisters of Anarchy are playing their first game this June, coming up June 13th, against the Doomsday Darlings, so we're very excited to see how that team is going to play.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting game for sure. I would say right now, the ones that are leading the pack is our junior roller derby team that I forgot to mention, which is the Midway Mayhem, because they have been crushing it as a team. Absolutely.
Okay, so it's still fairly early in the season, then, if you guys have done one game.
Yeah, no, it's really early in the season, actually, in terms of our home teams and stuff like that. Yeah, actually. We're only a game in.
Now, are you guys trying to drum up interest to get maybe other people to come join up? Or?
Always. Always, always, always drumming up interest. Whether you're coming out to skate with us as a fresh meat skater, which is in September, I think we're doing another intake, or if you're coming out to be a referee, we're always looking for refs, or non-skating officials. We call them NSOs, and they're really, the refs and the NSOs are the people that make our belts happen. If we didn't have them, we'd just be a bunch of chicks on roller skates that couldn't play against one another. So
we're not just looking for volunteers as well. We're trying to find new fans, new people who are interested in roller derby, trying to, you know, inform the people that we are fully licensed. We do have beer and wine. It is child family friendly, so trying to get some people out to watch the game.
It's a family friendly event that the adults can enjoy as well with some libations. That is definitely for sure.
I went to a match last year and it was really cool. I liked what I saw.
It's fantastic. It's the most fun I've had in a very long time, so I can't complain.
Cool. Have you guys ever been injured?
Yes, we both have, actually. In my first season, I broke my ankle in three places. So I broke my tibia, my fibia, and my ankle joint. So I am currently rocking some lifelong hardware inside of there. I've got a plate, two plates, 18 screws and a pin. And then you broke your
I just broke my pinky finger. my skate broke and I tripped on a car that fell off. But I did actually, probably the more serious injury that's affected me longer is my AC joint in my right shoulder. I have like a bit of a separation there from taking a hit wrong when I was very new and very fresh. Newbie mistake I'm still paying for. It wouldn't happen now, but it does happen.
Yep.
Now, since we're a geek podcast, I will ask you, what do you guys geek out about these days?
That is such a loaded question because, like, there's so many things. Okay, so today already I have spent $120 on My Neighbor Totoro stuff because I'm a giant Miyazaki fan of all of his work. He's a Japanese animation guy, so I'm a huge fan about that. And then Doctor Who is a huge mutual shared interest between Necro and I. Supernatural, we discovered we are both huge fans of. Necro loves Walking Dead, hence the normal and Rita's poster that we have to get a photo with.
Nice. Now, I've known you for a few years. I know you were, I don't know if you still are, a big Green Arrow fan.
I am still a Green Arrow comics fan, if that's what you're asking.
Okay.
I stopped watching the show, which... it was more cable didn't happen, so I couldn't watch it all the time. But from what I've been hearing, the differences between the comic storyline and what you created in exposing me to Green Arrow when we first met has turned into this massive fandom that if it doesn't match properly, I get very upset with the television show. So when they were talking about his origin story, I was like, this is not how it goes down. Yeah. This isn't right at all. So, yeah. I haven't watched the show, but I'm going to. I want to experience it like Walking Dead, because I love the comics of Walking Dead, but I stopped watching the show because it didn't stick to it. Yeah. I'm going to separate them as their own entities and enjoy them as their own thing, not tying them to the storylines.
Cool. Now, we do a segment once in a while called the Geek Survey. I want to ask you guys one question off it. If there was being a movie made about your lives, who would you like to play you in the movie?
Oh, you have to go first. I have to think.
Oh, my God. Okay. I would like Tom Hiddleston to play me in Crossdress.
Okay.
That is such a good answer. I can't top that.
That's probably the best answer we've ever had to that question.
Oh, damn it.
Oh, crap. You're on the hot
seat. I know I'm in the hot seat. I'm trying to think here. I don't know. I don't know who would play me well. That's the thing. I feel like I would want to be played by somebody like Emma Stone, Anna Kendrick, or Jennifer. What's her last name? She's the Hunger Games.
Hunger Games girl.
Yeah, Hunger Games chick. Because they're all kooky and weird. Jennifer Lawrence. Because I feel like if you're going to be me as me, you gotta be a little bit kooky and weird, or you can't pull it off. So that's not as good an answer as Necro's.
No, but good answer as well. Now, where can people go to find out more about the roller derby?
Well, you can visit us on our website at NiagaraRollerGirls.com. We're also on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, so you can hook up with us on any of those places as well. Or, even better, you can come and check out a game. We have one on June 13th and one on June 27th at the Hague Arena in St. Catharines.
Cool, very nice. Thanks for talking to us today, and good luck in your seasons.
Yeah,
and, do you guys have playoffs as well?
Really? I mean, we kind of did this year because we hadn't formed new teams yet, so we had a bunch of, just mixed games where we threw league members together and stuff like that, but we don't really have playoffs. We're rebuilding a whole new season and stuff, so rather than running in the summer, we're going to be running more in the fall-winter time, so okay. It'll be interesting. There's a lot of really great new things on the horizon for Niagara, so it's definitely something you want to keep your eyes on, for sure.
Okay, cool. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it, and we'll keep an eye out, definitely.
Absolutely.
Right.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.